This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, Jim Erickson says he has absolutely no use for Richard Linklater's new movie.
Everybody Wants Some is the only movie I can think of that reminded me of My Dinner with Andre from back in 1981, in which Wallace Shawn and Andre Gregory sat down to dinner in the first shots and didn't get up until almost 2 hours later after having accomplished nothing but meandering chatter. They didn't even eat their dinner. In Everybody Wants Some, a gaggle of college baseball players and other college students report to campus a few days before classes start and squander a little over 2 hours of screen time accomplishing even less. The movie is being treated very kindly by reviewers, but don't ask me why. What everybody wants is not clear to me unless it's sleep. The new Warren theaters are too comfortable to help you stay awake through such soporific fare. The women are introduced initially as tight shorts, but later have faces, which is about all you get in terms of character development. Maybe a few days of idleness cannot be expected to show much development, but at least we might expect some revelations, but there isn't that either. The students have no overt interest beyond drinking, which is beer, despite the fact that the school hangout features shelves of hard liquor, and dancing that is no doubt of the period of the 1980s. Dialogue, which I found it impossible to concentrate on because nobody was saying anything, rises occasionally to such heights of wit as one clever fellow greeting a group of tight shorts with, "We look forward to seeing all of you at the party tonight." And one sophisticate has a sign on his door reading, "Fornication under consent of the king." And that's about all I have to report about Everybody Wants Some. Jim Erickson, over and out.